Not surprisingly, I suppose, the entry of Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin into the presidential election race has caused quite a bit of debate and quite a bit of comment. Let's hear Martin McGuinness speaking in Cork today, explaining why it was he joined the IRA and also claiming that he never killed anyone.
During your time in the IRA, yes or no?
No.
Were you ever indirectly responsible for the deaths of people?
No. I was on the IRA in Derry in the very early 70s. I joined the IRA because the British Army came onto our streets in the aftermath of the RDC beating our people off the streets when I was 18 years of age. They murdered two of our citizens, Seamus Cusick and Desi Beattie. The RDC went on the summit of Ennis House and beat him, and he died a few weeks later. People were being beaten off the streets by the forces of the state, and like many young men in the city, I decided I would join the IRA and I would fight against them. No, I didn't say I never fired a gun. I mean, I was in the IRA, and there were battles on the streets of Derry. I've never run away from that, but I'm not going to sensationalise in interviews something that can be then used to the detriment of the peace process, and indeed to the detriment of my colleagues within government, those people who have been courageous, like Ian Paisley and Peter Robinson, to come forward and join with us.
That was Martin McGuinness speaking in Cork today. Gay Byrne, of course, could have been a presidential candidate had he taken up Fianna Fáil's invitation to do so. He's not, of course, but he was talking on TV3's Midnight programme last night, and he had this to say about Sinn Féin and Martin McGuinness.
I've interviewed Martin McGuinness, and I've interviewed Gerry Adams, and you interviewed these people, and they are so well disciplined and so well honed that no interviewer gets anywhere with them. I've watched everybody else interviewing McGuinness, and I've watched everybody else interviewing Gerry Adams, and you get nowhere with them because they lie. They lie all the time. They lie consistently. And they don't mind lying, and they've rehearsed their lies.
That was Gay Byrne on the midweek programme on TV3 last night with Colette Fitzpatrick. Well, we will talk to Danny Morrison in one moment, former director of publicity for Sinn Féin. But let's start with Kevin Myers, columnist with the Irish Independent, who wrote about Martin McGuinness in his newspaper this morning. Kevin, what about the argument that the past is the past, that we have to put the past aside?
That's not true for any presidential candidate in any society anywhere. The president has to embody the greater interpretation, the more noble interpretation of a national character. The president is a non-executive function. It's ornamental. He or she, and the last two women have done this, have to embody the greater side of our nation. And it's not possible for Martin McGuinness to have done this. Now, you know, put aside, obviously we're going to hear from him and his supporters his role in the peace process, and I'm not going to deny that because it's pointless. But does that qualify him to be the president of this state? No, it doesn't. He was the one who helped bring the IRA to war. And nobody could doubt, and I'm not going to doubt now, the terrible things were done in Derry in 1969 and 1970 by the security forces, but lots of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of nationalists didn't join the IRA. John Hume didn't join the IRA. All those around him didn't join the IRA, even despite the injustices that were done to Samuel Devenny and others. And he was beaten to death by the police. Martin McGuinness is quite right there. That doesn't justify 25 years of war. Now, you've got to, in the context of putting the peace process into the agenda for Martin McGuinness, put the 26 years of war which preceded the ceasefire. And he was central to that. And most of our listeners will be aware of IRA atrocities. I don't think you want to hear them, but you know that they include Birmingham and Claudie and Le Mans and so on and so forth. Now, these events alone disqualify him from being president, and that's beginning and end of it.
But you heard him say there in the piece on Cork that he never killed anybody.
Yeah, he must have been a remarkably incompetent terrorist. I was in Derry when he was running things, and the IRA was killing lots of soldiers at that time. Now, he was in charge of things. Either he was 2IC or he was IC, that's not the correct term, OC, of the IRA at that time. And he didn't get there because he was good at raising money at a street corner or selling copies in public. He got there because he was a very effective member of the IRA, which is why he was on a delegation to London in 1972 and why he was central to the peace talks that, you know, started in the 1990s. He is the IRA, not just in Derry, but he was in the IRA Army Council throughout the 1980s and 90s and into the 1970s. I don't believe that he never killed anyone personally, and I do know that he was corporately responsible for the death of hundreds. 60% of all the deaths of the Troubles are attributable to Republicans, most of them provisional IRA, and at the center and the heart of all that is Martin McGuinness. Now, we know about the peace process, and I'm not going to deny it, but just his past alone disqualifies him from being president of this republic. And also, and I don't know whether you're going to come to it now, but I don't want to let this opportunity go by, so far as I know, the IRA Army Council is still in existence, and so far as I know, he's still a member of it. And you cannot have the commander-in-chief of the forces, the armed forces, the lawful forces of the Irish Republic, being commanded by a man who has taken an oath of allegiance to the illegal Irish Republican Army. And now that oath, specifically, both at the time of the oath and redefined by the Green Book, abjures and absolves all members from loyalty to the state of any kind. Their first loyalty is to the IRA and to the IRA Army Council, and that rises above even their family. Now, it is not possible for a man in such a position, with such a past and such a presence, to be leader of this state.
Can I just say, before I go to Danny Morrison, there's a lot of listeners texting and saying, well, what about Eamon de Valera? What about lots of people from the time of the Easter Rising and the War of Independence who went on to be the most senior politicians in this country, including de Valera as president?
Yeah, other people are going to disagree with me. The point is that de Valera was, was not actually here during the War of Independence. He very prudently disappeared to America. But I accept that the argument can be held the other way. But I think people who argue about de Valera becoming president in whatever year he did, 1960, with 40 years between him and the Civil War, are not arguing in the same way. They are different cases. And there are many men who were involved in the War of Independence who could not have been president afterwards because of what they had done. De Valera's record from 1919, he was in America through to 1921.
But he was there at the time of the 1960 Easter Rising, though.
I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry, he was there at the time of the 1960 Easter Rising.
Yeah, I know that. And there is an argument against what I'm saying. I am not absolutely right in these matters, but what I'm saying is, my belief is, that Martin McGuinness's role in a war that lasted a quarter of a century disqualifies him from being a president. Many people will say his role in the atrocities qualifies him for being a president. Their definition of a president is different from mine.
I'll come back to you in one second, Kevin, about his role in the peace process, but I want to get in Danny Morrison now, who was director of publicity for Sinn Féin at a crucial time in the 1980s. Hello to you, Danny.
Hiya, Matt.
Danny, those comments made by Gay Byrne, that in his experience of dealing with Martin McGuinness, Gerry Adams, other people in Sinn Féin, that they just lie in response to questions, which would, you know, imply that people might believe that when Martin McGuinness says he never killed anyone, that that's another lie he's engaged in. Just like when Gerry Adams says he was never in the IRA, most people believe he's lying.
Well, my abiding memory of Gay Byrne is refusing to shake hands with Gerry Adams when he first appeared on RTE that had been involved in censoring Republicans and giving a skewed version of the Northern conflict to the Irish people in 26 counties for over 25 years. I also look forward to the time, I don't know, maybe 5 years down the lane, when Kevin pays tribute to Martin McGuinness, because he's just said that Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese do embody the national character that Martin McGuinness lacks. And yet, at the time of their candidacy, he opposed both of them. He also opposed the peace process. He supported the release of paratrooper Lee Clegg, who murdered two unarmed kids in West Belfast. He once described...
Sorry, Dan. Kevin, can I just tell you, I will give you a chance to respond, but we will try not to interrupt each other. So Danny can make his points, and I will bring you back in. Thank you. Danny.
He once described dead IRA volunteers, and think of what this meant to their families, and I quote, as the progeny of a sow's litter. He described the leaders of 1916 and the IRA volunteers who fought and died in the Tan War as stupid.
Okay,
he described the uprising as an unmitigated evil for Ireland.
But Danny, the question I asked you is,
hold on a second. I am answering it in context. I am answering it the way I want to answer it. Because this debate, people are trying to dictate this debate in a one-way fashion. And unless we look at it in the round, then the public in the 26 counties who are going to vote, they're not being presented with the full facts. I've explained to you, Gay Byrne had the opportunity to run in this election against Martin McGuinness and whoever, and he bottled out of it. And now he has a free rein to describe people as liars. That's fair enough, and he's entitled to it. And by the way, the media and the journalists are entitled to say to the electorate, the Republican movement, the IRA, did Le Mans, Enniskillen, Bloody Friday, but at the end of the day, it is the ordinary people who will make up their minds about the double standards and the hypocrisy that are rampant in this election campaign.
I want to play something else here. Before I go back to Kevin, I want to play you what Martin McGuinness said at the Ploughing Championships on Tuesday about the West Brit elements, as he called them, who were against his presidential candidacy. Let's hear this.
There are West Brit elements in and around Dublin. Some of them are attached to some sections of the media. Others are attached to political parties and were formerly involved in political parties. And I say to all of them, I go forward on my record. And my record as a peacemaker, I think, is unequalled.
Danny Morrison, if he's going forward on his record, doesn't his record of involvement in the IRA have to be scrutinised every bit as much as his record as part of the peace process?
Yes, it does. And the fact is that what you can say to Martin McGuinness, as you can say to me, is the IRA did all of these things during the conflict, and I will accept that I have a moral responsibility because I supported the IRA. But what is unfair is to single out Martin McGuinness and you to tell him, you must tell all, when at the same time, the source of that conflict, unionist discrimination for 50 years, humiliating people, the attacks on the Bogside, the burnings in Belfast, the gassing of our people in the Bogside and the Lower Falls, the killing of people on Bloody Sunday. The British government to this day provides anonymity for all of its soldiers who murdered. When Sir John Stevens came here thinking he was coming here for 5 months, he spent 15 years investigating, and we were told that his report was going to be disclosed, investigating collusion between state forces and loyalist paramilitaries, the death squads. He was only allowed to publish 17 pages out of a 3,000-page report. The British government refuses to cooperate with the Dublin government over the Dublin Monaghan bombings. But Martin McGuinness, he's the only one who is expected to reveal all. And
he's running to be president. That's the issue. He's running to be president of this state. And Danny, isn't that an entirely one side? Even if everything you say is true, isn't there a much bigger picture, a much bigger story, the atrocities that were carried out against other Irish people of the unionist tradition?
Well, okay. That's the example. First of all, I do believe that all these other vested interests are standing in the election and are running in the election, and they are represented by various vested interests who are going at the Republican movement. And I think it is a great opportunity to examine the War of Independence and to compare that with the IRA campaign, because that was our blueprint. That's what we fought on Dan Breen and on Tom Barry. But say, for example, you say that what you just said there. Here's the fact about Fine Gael. Fine Gael nominated for the presidency in 1945 and 1959, General Sean McKeown, who was once sentenced to death by the British government. Now, he alone, it is alleged, is responsible for the deaths of over 24 RIC men. And yet, when I went into the newspapers, I could not find any moral problem among Fine Gael whenever they put him up for election. And yet, that man has a record far longer than Martin McGuinness's.
Kevin Myers, I want to go back to you to give you the opportunity to respond to the allegations made against you by Danny Morrison.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not running for president. Secondly, I said Lee Clegg should be in prison, should stay in prison, and should shut up. I was wrong about Mary McAleese. I've said it many times. I have said it many times also that Martin McGuinness is owed a great debt of credit and gratitude for his role in the peace process. But I do dislike the peace process. Danny knows my case is on the record. I've said what I've said. Some of what I've said is wrong, but I haven't killed anybody. Some of what I've said is right. And he's entirely right to compare the War of Independence with the War of 1970 to 1996. There were comparable deeds were done, and there were comparable personalities and comparable atrocities were done. And you know what? They both failed. Neither one achieved a united Irish Republic. And that's why I have been saying for many, many years, that Irish republicanism doesn't work. It sets out to achieve a united Irish Republic and always ends up negotiating its way to failure. And that's why I have always opposed the IRA campaign. And when Danny wants to get personal with me, well, I won't get personal with him. But when he talks about censorship in RTE, he will kindly tell me who was the only person to resign from RTE on grounds of freedom of speech. Who was it, Danny?
Danny Morrison?
Well, I don't know.
It was me, Danny. You know as well as I do.
No, I don't know.
I resigned.
Kevin, when you say you don't subscribe to violence, you call for reprisals after 9/11, and you said that mistakes will be made.
I told you I wasn't going to get personal with you. And I'm not
going to get personal with Martin McGuinness.
But why can't you take it on the chin?
Because, Danny, it's Martin McGuinness who is running to be president, not Kevin Morris.
The interests are running against him. And that is the point I am making. Martin McGuinness did not start the Troubles. The Troubles started Martin McGuinness, as it did thousands of young people. Now, Kevin said thousands of people didn't join the IRA. Well, thousands of people didn't join the IRA in 1919 to 1921 either. But the IRA still fought. And the IRA fought a bloody war back then. And most people who are in positions of political comfort in the 26 counties owe it to the fact that men and women died and went to jail. And we were in the same situation in the North where we felt there was no alternative.
I'm going to leave it there. Danny Morrison and Kevin Morris, thank you both very much for taking the time to join us. Back after this.
The last word with Irish Life Pensions. Become the